Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
A curse is evil. Another word for evil is bad. The curse is bad, and the curse is a connection with death. Malignant. Malignant scab, festering sores. Said out loud, I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed.
From all skin problems.
From all skin problems.
I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed.
From all tumors.
From all tumors.
I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed.
From all malignancies,
all festering sores,
Christ has redeemed me specifically from what? From what? The curse. What are we reading right now? I didn't write this. You didn't write this. We're reading the specific curse of the law.
Yes.
Tell me two good things about finding in the curse of the law. If it's a curse, there's no way God wants me to have it. Does God want you cursed? No way ever. What else? If it's a curse of the law, Christ has redeemed me. See, some of this try to bother you. Skin cancer, tumor, whatever, you know, what do? You got something solid to stand on right here. You can pick this up in your hand and you can say, according to Deuteronomy 28, 27, this is part of the curse of the law. And then you flip over. According to Galatians 3, 13, it is written. How did Jesus overcome the enemy? How did he? You're not going to find a better way to do it. What do you say? According to Galatians 3:13, I've been redeemed from the curse. Therefore, I'm redeemed. From this. Specific. Oh, thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. One says, a couple of translations say, other sorts of skin disease. I received a healing off this verse right here when I was 19. When I was a little boy, we grew up in the country. And when I was a little boy, I was playing with my little push trucks and got into some poisonous bushes of some kind. And I didn't know it. It's summertime. I'm out there with no shirt on. I'm a little child. And I took these leaves and the milk out of this plant, and I rubbed it all over me, and I didn't know, and I got so sick that it affected my immune system. And then about that time of year, I'd just break out. I didn't even have to be around the stuff. I'd just break out in these awful hives and rashes and run a fever, and this was with me, you know, I don't know what would I have been. 4 years old, I don't know, little bitty kid, and 3, 4, and this happened 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I mean, when it came time for me to take my graduation picture in high school, you know, happened to be the same time I broke up. It was pitiful. My picture's terrible. You talk about a bad graduation picture? Man, I mean, you got a bad picture and then you got this. Because I was swollen, I was red, I did the best I could, I bathed in calamine lotion, and I went to, as a teenager, I went to the doctor and got injections that was supposed to help me to build up my immune system, and I had a bad episode while they're giving me the injections, and it didn't fix it. It didn't fix it. Well, by the time I was 19 and 20, I was out, Phyllis and I were out to the Hagen ministry, beginning to work with them. And I was there in the early summer, and I felt these symptoms come on me. these hives, and you can tell the feeling, just a yuck, sick feeling. And previously, you know, you're going to be in bed maybe 2 weeks, and if you take stuff, and you just feel terrible. And but I had learned something. I had learned that according to Deuteronomy 28:27, the itch. The scab, and if you read this, all other types of skin problems was part of the curse of the law. So I just, you'd go to looking for your medications, you'd go to looking for this and that. I said, something came up in me. I know what it was. I'd been getting the word put in me. For a few years then, at that point, faith had come up in my heart. So instead of just going to, you know, despairing, oh no, not again, instead of doing that, something else came out of my mouth. Oh, thank God for faith. Can you see why faith pleases the Lord? Because He don't want you to keep going through this. He wants you to get free from it, but it's going to take faith. I stood up. Just by myself, but I had a big rash come up. I think it was on my shoulder and area. And I thought, oh, man. And then I caught myself. I said, I said, no, you don't. Not this time. No, you got to get serious about this. Sometimes you need to get loud. And if it's not convenient around other people, find you somewhere where you can lift your voice. And I said, no, you don't. No, you don't. According to Deuteronomy 28, this junk's part of the curse of the law. And according to Galatians 3:13, I've been redeemed. I don't have to have this anymore. Come on, can you hear that phrase? I don't have to have this anymore. Come on, say it out loud. I don't have to have this
anymore.
Was it there? It was there. I had it for years. From the time I was a child, now I'm in my late teens. All these years. Was I redeemed all those years?
Yes.
Yeah, I was. Was it doing me any good?
No.
I didn't believe it. I wasn't laying hold of it. Were the children of Israel given the promised land?
Yes.
Did that first generation enjoy it?
No.
No. Because God didn't give it to them?
No.
He did give it to them. There's a lot of people lost on this planet.
Yeah.
Is it because the Lord didn't save them?
No.
No. Are they waiting on Him to save them?
No.
No. Can they die lost even though He's already paid the price for them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can. Can you see how this works? Just because you've been redeemed does not mean you'll experience it. Something's got to happen in you to where you believe this. And whether you rise up and resist what's trying to come back into your life, and you receive the blessing and resist the curse. That happened to me that time. It clicked. I remember where I was. I was out by myself, actually was getting some gas in a car, and I just stood up. I looked around. Nobody was very close. I said, no, you don't. No, you don't. Not this time. I don't have to have this anymore. I rebuke you. I resist you. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed from this. I'm redeemed from this. And I just, you know, it itched. It bothered me. It was inflamed. But I just, every time it'd come up, I'd say, no, I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. And I just kept going. I went to work. I did what I needed to do. I noticed it again that evening. But I said, no, I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. I noticed it the next morning. I said, no, I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. And then 3 days passed and I realized I hadn't noticed it. I had forgotten to check.
Come on.
You don't need to check. Because that's not what tells you the truth.
Come on.
See, here's the problem, is you say it and then check. Oh, well, thought I'd give it a try. You never believed it. You never believed it. You don't say it and then check. Checking is not required.
Right.
You need to get checking it off your mind. The Bible said Abraham was fully persuaded, and he didn't consider his own body now dead, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. But he was strong in faith. Hallelujah. Being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform. Can you see what happened there? I mean, you can't say there were no symptoms. He's got symptoms, his body's symptoms, his wife's body's symptoms. But the Bible said he didn't consider it. He saw it, but he didn't pay any attention to it. It's there. You're not saying it's not there. It's there, but it's got no right to be here. And I will never say it's got a right to be here. I will never accept it.
Amen.
I reject it.
Amen.
I resist it.
Thank you, Lord.
Like I said, about 3 days later, I realized, oh, that stuff was there. I pulled my shirt back. It's gone. Not just no sign of it at all.
Hallelujah.
From that day to this, no rash. No allergy. Now see, if I'm still saying, ooh, I'm allergic to that. Ooh, I can't be around that. Ooh, what does that sound like to you? That's fear. That's fear. Fear makes you subject to it. Ooh, I can't be around that. Ooh, I can't eat that. Ooh, I can't, ooh, ooh, ooh. You got to get delivered from the ooh. Ooh is not saying you're redeemed. Ooh, I can't, ooh, I can't. Ooh, I can't. Well, then you can't. You can't. But we have been redeemed. And you don't have to have it. If you find it in here, past the verse 15 line, tell me two good things. Tell me. It's a curse. So if it's a curse, there's no way God wants me to have it. And if it's a curse, I have been redeemed.
Hallelujah.
Verse 28. Here's some great things to find out. The Lord will smite you with madness, blindness, astonishment of heart. That was through Him releasing the power that blessed or cursed, depending on which side you're on. Other translations say insanity, losing your mind. Then it says astonishment of heart. That means confusion of mind, bewilderment, distracted, being an imbecile, fear and panic, and being crazed in the wits. I'm quoting specific translations. Have you been redeemed from losing your mind? Can you see that? And this, if you read verse 65 through 67 and several verses there, all of it describes the full gamut of mental problems and nervous disorders. All of that is a curse. Tell me the good news about that. I want you to say something real strong for me. I will never, lose my mind.
I'll have a good mind.
I have the mind of Christ.
My entire life.
I'll never lose my mind.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me